Well, if you listen to us Monday night, or if you're paying attention to the Bills, I guess it was Tuesday night, or paying attention to Bills on Tuesday, first day of the voluntary off-season conditioning program, and E.J. Manuel stepped up to the podium, talked about all the work he's done this past off-season, including the work he's done with our next guest. Our next guest is on the line with us live, Steve Calhoun. He is the man behind Armed and Dangerous Football Camp. Steve, good evening. Thanks for being on the air with us tonight.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, thank you for having me on.
Sure. Hey, I want to play you what EJ said. This is EJ Manuel on Tuesday talking to the media here about part of his offseason work, which included some time with you, Steve Calhoun. Here's what he said.
I mainly did my work with Steve Calhoun. He has Armed and Dangerous Football camps or whatever it's called, but he's like my quarterback trainer, I guess you could say, and he's helped me out a lot, especially with the footwork and everything. You know, after my knees healed up, you had to kind of get back into it, actual movements that you were doing in the game, so he helped me out a lot.
That's E.J. Manuel on Steve Calhoun. That's a pretty good endorsement, I would think, Steve, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey. I appreciate that.
Hey, tell me about your work with well, first of all, tell me about the work in general. It seems to me this private quarterback coach thing is sort of like a growing cottage industry that guys like you are popping up all over the place, especially out in California, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, the quarterback position is so technical. Now, I kind of compare it to a golf swing or a golfer. You know, every golfer, you see on the PGA Tour has their own swing coach, and that's how quarterbacking is. Everybody has their own guy that they kind of go to make sure all their footwork and their throwing mechanics are nice and tight.
I know you played some quarterback. In fact, you played in Europe and some professional football. Tell me about your background, Steve, and what you did to bring you to this point.
Well, I played in college at New Mexico State University, and then I was fortunate enough to go play in Germany in their professional league out there for 9 years. And so once I got back from that, wanted to continue to coach. Was coaching a couple of young men, some young high school kids, on throwing mechanics and forward, just kind of just going through, what I've learned. And they ended up becoming, some top quarterbacks in the state of California. So my brother told me, hey, you found your niche. This is something that you should be doing. And he came up with the name Armed and Dangerous. And it's been going since then.
Yeah, and it's a niche, as I said, it's been growing. I mean, everybody follows George Whitfield now. We know that game. Ken Mastroli, who has done some work with EJ. Why do you think there has been that explosion of quarterback coaches, like you said, golf swing-type coaches? Why is that something that's kind of grown up in the last few years, Steve?
Well, I think, the game has kind of revolved to you have to have a great quarterback in order to win football games. So the more pressure or the more focus has been on the quarterbacks to really perform, I think that's how our business of being a private quarterback coach has evolved. We've become a more important role.
How big a part of what you do as a quarterback coach is with the high school kids and the prospects and how how important is that to get them young, to get them started off on the right foot?
I think it's very important, very important. For a really good example, another quarterback that I'm training that's coming out in the draft this year, his name is Keith Price from out of the University of Washington. And I started training him when he was a freshman in high school. So for the last 8 years, we've been working, on his throwing mechanics and footwork and to be able to do his pro day just a couple of weeks ago to kind of all have it come back together. It was pretty exciting. So it is very important to start at a young age.
Yeah, and
it's so technical.
Yeah, before we get into your work with EJ, Steve, I wonder, were there any influences on you, any quarterback coaches or offensive people that we may have heard of that you kind of adopted their principles and philosophy of teaching the quarterback position?
Well, everything that I learned was from a gentleman named Tom Schein, who was my quarterback coach and offensive coordinator at Santa Ana Junior College. And, he was the first one who really talked to me about the importance of your balance and your footwork and foot placement and arm angles and how you extend your arm and pronate your thumb and all those little details. And I always had a great arm and could throw it, but I'd never heard somebody explain it and be able to break it down that technical.
Yeah.
So I basically took what he taught me and I just started to build on it.
Before we get to EJ, because I find this fascinating, you probably have seen video or NFL films of quarterbacks with less than perfect mechanics. I mean, I go way back, but I'm thinking Joe Capp of the Minnesota Vikings in the 70s and guys who just got it done. Do you think that could happen anymore, somebody who doesn't have proper mechanics and just sort of flings it around and tries to move his team down the field? Can that succeed anymore in professional football?
You know what? I think he can. I think he can. I think it has to be really a really special individual. Person that comes to mind is Brett Favre.
Yeah.
He didn't have great footwork or throwing mechanics, but he had an unbelievable. He could throw it, and wherever he wanted to throw it, he could get it there. Even though he was off balance, you know, he was a special talent. So it can be done, but I think for the majority of us who are just kind of normal quarterbacks, I think, you know, then the footwork and the throw mechanics are really important.
We're live on the line with Steve Calhoun. He's a quarterback coach and guru in California with his Armed and Dangerous football camp. What was your first exposure to E.J. Manuel, Steve? When did you first get a hold of him?
Well, I was able to connect with E.J. the summer before his senior year at Florida State.
Okay.
So we were able, you know, I went out to Virginia Beach and was able to work with him there and really just started to kind of unteach him, you know, because he had picked up some bad habits. And, you know, my program, I basically create a drill for every possible movement you can make in a game. We drill it and drill it and drill it and then just have it become muscle memory. And now the body just kind of is on autopilot and the mind is just free to think about coverages and reads and stuff like that. So that's where it started from, you know, 2 years ago.
Was EJ referred to you? Did he reach out to you? How did that initial contact take place, Steve?
Well, you know, I was supposed to train EJ for the draft through an agency that was trying to recruit him, as a client who I have done work for. They, you know, initially made that contact, and so they connected me with EJ about a potential client and training him for that upcoming draft that year.
What were your initial impressions of EJ Manuel a couple of years ago? Maybe the good points and the stuff that he needed to work on a couple of years ago.
You know, I was surprised by how big he was.
Uh-huh.
How big he was and how he was such a really good athlete. But with him being such a good athlete, his fundamentals, you know, his balance wasn't really there. But I knew he was a good athlete, and I'm like, man, if we can just refine the fundamentals of having great balance when he throws, and I believe balance leads to accuracy. And that's where it started, and to see him grow over the last month or so, it's been really incredible.
Yeah, now, correct me if I'm wrong, you did not spend much of any time with EJ before the draft or after the draft last year? I mean, he had kind of a busy social calendar last summer at this time, didn't he?
He sure did. He sure did. You know, we've always kept in contact, and you know, I always wished him luck, and we talked about, you know, different games and situations he's in.
Yeah.
And, you know, he reached out to me after the season and said, hey, I need to get back to you, and, you know, I need you to get me to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, if you give me the time, I will get you there.
What did you watch much of his rookie year? Did you watch any video or watch any games?
I watched every game.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I watched every game. I thought he, you know, did a good job. I think it's really hard for rookie quarterbacks to step in and have a lot of success in the NFL just because the game is so different. It's hard to learn how to play at that speed. So for him to be kind of thrown in the fire, I thought he did a good job. I think he did a real good job having a rookie head coach, you know, so to say. And so everybody was kind of just learning to get on the same page. So that's why I'm really excited about this upcoming year. They're going to have a second year together. They're going to know each other a little bit more. You know, my work with EJ is definitely going to develop him even better as an accurate passer. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this season to happen.
What can you tell us the focus of your work with EJ this past off season? What kind of stuff were you working on?
You know, when I'm training quarterbacks, I always start with their feet and then build them up from there. So him coming off the knee injury, you know, he was a little bit ginger, and I was like, does the knee hurt? And he's like, no. I said, okay, well, let's run on it. Let's cut. And,
yeah.
But that's always, you know, when guys are coming off an injury, they're scared to go 100%. So my main focus was let's get him on the jump rope. So, you know, and I think the jump rope for quarterbacks, you know, is crucial because, I mean, you know, everything you do as a quarterback are with your feet. When you want to set your feet, five step, seven step, whatever it is. So that's where I started. And then the next thing was, you know, to make the adjustment of his throwing mechanics. Because when you see EJ throw, his right arm comes across his body. So, you know, him having a basketball background, and I said, no. I said, I want your arm to go directly towards your target, to extend your arm. So I said, if you're shooting a free throw, you wouldn't extend your arm up and over to towards your left shoulder. He's like, no. I said, okay. So the football follows your arm. So when you throw the football, extend your arm towards your target because the ball follows your arm. So that's what we've been working on when he was in California for the week. And then I just got back spending a week with him in Miami, and he's made a drastic change. So, I mean, I'm really excited about it.
And how many reps does he need to get to the point where he doesn't have to think about that? Probably an infinite number, I would think.
Absolutely. You know, you never can stop working on your throwing mechanics.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, you know, kind of related back to golf, you see Tiger Woods, as good as he is, and how many championships and things he's won, he still has a golf coach. He still has a swing coach.
Yeah.
So it's just so technical. You need somebody there to identify just the little details that you can't really feel.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, Steve. I wish we had more time to talk to you. Maybe we can get back in touch with you, you know, as the season moves along, maybe your observations on EJ and his throwing mechanics. Would that be all right?
That would be great. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on again.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, listen, if anybody's listening interested, maybe a high school player, I know it's a long way from Buffalo to Southern California, but you'll take anybody at your football camps out there, right?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm going to be in New Jersey August 2nd and 3rd in Denville, New Jersey.
What's the best way to get a hold of you? The website, Armed and Dangerous?
Yes, sir. ArmedandDangerousFootball.com on my website.
All right.
Sir.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate you.
Steve Calhoun, he is a quarterback guru. His football camp's ArmedandDangerousFootball.com. You can read more about him and more about his football camps. As he said, he's bringing it east in a couple of weeks. Some fascinating stuff about the work he's done with Bills quarterback E.J. Manuel.